Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Kendri.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is your first time listening to the pod, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get some things off our chest and you get some things off your chest too. Mm-hmm. But first of all, you know what we gotta do.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, but she called inside. Says she got one on the way. These are my confessions.
Wow. Right, Minnesota time. Confession title. What about me?
Okay.
The confession. In search of a cure for Saturn's return, menopausal rage and an existential crisis. Hi, Coco and Candies. Thank you for all the embodying, modelling and light work that you do. Light work. I've not heard that in a while. No one can...
No, stop pre-reading. Yeah. Stop pre-reading.
No one can patent it because we all know it comes from source.
Ooh. That made me giggle.
Unfortunately, I'm feeling a little low on source at the moment. My confession is that I am the poster girl or cautionary tale for what happens when you forget to invest in yourself. At the grand old age of 58, oh, baby.
Wow.
After spending 37 years bringing up two daughters, yes, there's a big age gap, mostly alone and often with antagonism, undermining and sabotaging from exes and supposed family, I no longer know who I am or what my purpose is for this portion of my life.
Wow.
I accepted my previous assignment of creating a new legacy for my children and interrupting intergenerational trauma. I already just want to praise that, like, this is some big woman talk. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is, I am pro-counselling and doing the work. I have done plenty of it over the years, be it one-to-one counselling, bereavement counselling, group therapy, CBT, etc. As a Black woman, I believe that I also need spiritual guidance for optimum health. Candice, in the Breaking the Bracelet episode, y'all are too... Stop taking notes. You said you were going to give us some tips and advice on how to protect ourselves. I need that sort of help because I feel under attack. Oh, the book is coming! Trigger warning.
Uh-oh.
I have experienced 17 deaths since 2017, including my best friend, a childhood friend, and my sister. Two members of my family attempted overdoses within 8 days of each other. Fortunately, both lived. Yeah, I was going to say this. I'm essentially having my second Saturn return. There are two guys. And alongside menopausal rage and an existential crisis. This is not the cocktail I ordered. I am strong but exhausted and life shouldn't be this relentless. To give you some backstory for context, I'm the eldest of four girls. You didn't have to say. With all the attendant cultural expectations that involves. I have happily relinquished that role and I'm a paid up member of Candice's Mondem campaign. You know, Mondem, you know I look for it.
Trash.
I have also stopped being the caretaker or sister friend that people trauma dump on and hence my friendship circle is minuscule. I am also super single and forgot to prioritize a relationship for the past 10 years. I was too busy providing stability for the youngest and forgot myself. The children are great, but I am now awake, hungry for life and feel blocked and lost. I haven't had a career, learnt to drive or been a homeowner. I know your two brains are going to be better than my befuddled one on the journey home to the best of myself at this stage of my life. Love and my child. It's my period, you know. I'm just crying.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
How old? 50?
58.
It's never too late.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
No. That's not even, it's... That's never too
And you
too
better
late.
Learn to drive now. Your insurance premiums are going to be low.
I was just about to, first of all, okay. But I was just about to say, let's do something.
Yeah.
Let's do something.
Action.
Let's do something. Let's do something.
Action.
Let's do something.
And I feel like learning to drive.
Great.
Because we need to practice discipline.
Yeah.
We need purpose and we need action, and having to show up to those lessons, the lessons that are going to teach you to what? Move
forward.
It's a literal act.
And give you independence.
And also what I didn't expect learning to drive to teach me was the clarity of mind. Once you get confident at driving, a portion of your brain frees up.
Yeah.
And you're on autopilot.
Yeah.
And literally, like an empty road ahead of you, you can think about things and mull things over.
Yep.
Creative juices start flowing.
Yep.
Like, I will give you the love and light, and like I'll tell you to burn the Palo Santo. You know I'll do all of that.
Not the pine.
But my biggest thing about manifesting a life that you can't even yet define for yourself is in the doing.
Doing.
I'd rather you do more than burn more.
Yeah.
Do you know what
Let's do something.
And I feel like you need a thing.
Driving is a perfect thing.
Perfect.
You set aside, what are the growing rates for lessons now? £40 a lesson?
Not me going to say 25.
Girl, it's gone up. Girl.
Am I living on another
planet? You are living on a definite
other planet. But I only learned to drive 3-4 years
ago. It's gone up.
No, it's £26 an hour.
It's like either, it's between 30 and 40. Correct me if I'm wrong, Charlie.
I'm just finding.
Hour?
Money Supermarket says between... Oh, yeah, between £25 and £30.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Hang on. AA is more like
£35.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can get a cute one for £25, £26 an hour. You just commit to one lesson a week. Mm-hmm. Let's say finances aren't great, mm-hmm. even if it's one lesson every 2 weeks, but you're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You get that practical book.
You get your theory in.
You get that theory book. You sit down.
Mm-hmm.
The time you would have spent to watch a little... cheeky Netflix series, you spend 20 minutes
of that.
You're
even not listening to this. We won't even...
Exactly. Take 20 minutes out of your day, just read over that. Go chapter by chapter. Put the date in.
Mm-hmm.
Go book that test.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've passed your theory. Mm-hmm. Book that test date. Do the theory immediately.
Yeah.
Book that test date for end of the year. You have a goal.
Yeah.
You have something you are working towards. That's step number one.
Mm.
Step number two.
Mm.
Understanding. That this entire moment of uncertainty, you're in a great place because you can see you are uncertain.
Yeah.
You can feel things are.
You know you're not aligned.
Exactly. The worst place to be in is to be not aligned and not feel it.
Yeah.
And not know you're not aligned.
Ooh, that is scary.
Worst place to be
God,
in.
Don't do that to
don't
me.
Ever do that to me.
Yeah. You're very aligned. Your intuition is telling
it's
you
great.
That you deserve more and you require more. What we want to be focused about is the action of doing so. You could, and this because it's not all bad. Yes, you could get on apps. You could go dating. But another thing is hobbies. Hobbies are, again, we come back to the hobbies.
Yeah.
Hobbies are really important.
But also, I think from reading it, the dating would be fun, but I don't think it would.
It doesn't need to be an expectation.
I don't think it would do what you think or it's going to do.
I don't want to plant any of, any results in another person.
Yes.
I want to focus on you.
Yes.
So should that come along, which it usually does. When you're high-key invested in yourself.
Yeah.
Cool, but I don't want that to be like the front-running thing. Another thing that's been really bugging me, right, and it feels difficult for me to say since my career is so public, the fact that we give quote unquote career so much credence, like so much weight, someone's more. Career.
Say more.
Like this whole thing of like, what's your job title? What do you do?
Bode asked a great question the other day. He was like, what is rooted in someone's masculinity? Yeah. We were having a conversation. What is it tied to? When they introduce themselves, is it, hi, my name is so-and-so, I do ABCD. Because if your masculinity, your self-worth, your what you define yourself as is tied to your career, I am so sorry.
You're
that is a
done.
Sad place to
You're
be
You're already
in.
Done.
Because your career can go like that.
And then what?
And We're then who are you?
We're having to rebuild the real you.
Who are you?
Exactly. And so there's kind of like, there's a rainbow, there's a silver lining to not having a quote unquote career because you're not tying that energy to anything.
I think people misconstrue purpose and career. They're not the same thing. They are not the same thing. They are not synonymous with one another. Like they are, they can and are separate. Mm. I think what it sounds like, what I'm getting is, for a long time, your children were your world.
Yeah.
You making sure they grew up and had a stable foundation, and you've done a fantastic job from the sounds of it. That was your main priority. And now maybe you're an empty nester.
Yeah.
You're now focus at a now point you. Where the house has gone quiet. Mm-hmm. The focus is back on
and you.
You
can only hear yourself.
And you can only hear yourself. And you don't know what to do now because you're not used to hearing just yourself.
Yeah.
I think a project.
Yeah.
I think a solo trip.
I love a solo trip.
I think a solo holiday. Doesn't have to, again, I know finances are different for everyone. Doesn't have to be straight away right now.
It also doesn't have to be bloody tight. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No.
Do what you can where you can.
What is somewhere you've always wanted to go, but the limitations of motherhood or certain
have
finances
stopped you? Yeah.
Let's focus on that.
Yeah.
So we've got driving.
Yeah.
We have a solo trip.
A solo trip.
This is going to sound... no, it won't sound weird. I want you to try and develop your friendship group. I want it to get a little bit wider. I think as we get older, having such a minuscule friendship group is not all it's cracked up to be. And by your age, you're able to categorize your friends.
I was just about to say
that. You know who the closey-closeys are.
I was just about to say that.
You know who the friends are for this moment. You know who the friends are for this
hobby. Just about to say that.
So I want you to start to
widen your friend. It reminds me of that episode with the lady who shared the makeup brushes she didn't clean. And she was like, she's my friend for this thing.
Yeah.
And we enjoy this one thing together. Mm-hmm. That is okay.
Yeah.
And I think, again, at the time and space that you are in, having a yoga friend, having a coffee friend, having a book friend, put people in categories. And then you have the ride or dies, the ones who see you.
Yeah.
At your rawest form, because you know and you trust them. Mm. But you also have the friend you go and you have a brunch with and you kiki.
Yeah.
The friend you do a little text about, a post that came up on the Shade Room with. You've got the categories.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That will feel enriching because you're now ticking off all these other things. You've got someone to do the hobby with. You've got someone to... You're ticking off all these boxes.
I think it's in the doing that clarity comes. It's in action that clarity
absolutely.
Comes. I think too many of us get... scared about the fact that the vision isn't clear, so we just sit still.
I was just about,
no.
And you know what's funny? In this moment, a lot of people want to, I'm gonna do a vision board, I'm gonna plan my life, I'm gonna strategize. You actually don't know who you are right now.
Second Saturn return.
You don't know who you are right
scattered,
now.
Bruv.
You don't know who you are, and you haven't known who you are for a little bit. Things have been disorientated
from
everything you've gone
through. And let me tell you something. Don't you girlies go doing these spiritual practices and you don't know the intent because you could be calling the wrong thing into your life. Pause. It's not always just be like, oh, manifest, vision. Clear intention and direction are so important because you could be moving 40 years in the wrong direction. Yeah.
And the only way to get that clarity is to start. Sign up to a book club. Sign up to a pottery class.
You actually have to commit to wading through it.
Work your way through it. What do I like? Oh, I did a pottery class. I really enjoyed that. Let me try and do it again. Oh, actually, I wasn't a fan of that one because we were doing cups. Let me do vases. Okay, great. I like this. Let me stick here.
Do you know how Branch I see out. Saturn returns, especially that second one, because that's normally at that empty nester age. Mm. The thing you have to do is revert to being a kid and commit to trying everything. Not being attached to anything. You've got no attachments to it. It's like when kids run up in a toy store.
I just want to explore.
I just want to touch it all. And then
I just want to explore.
There, I can figure out what I like.
Yeah.
And there should be no age limit to that inner child running free and working out what gets the juices flowing.
Ever.
There cannot be in it. Because when an age limit on that creeps in, that's when you die.
Yeah.
People don't like to hear it because it's so frank.
Yeah.
Some people are long dead before they touch a coffin, you know? Do you know how mad that is?
Yeah. Bring that inner child back.
Yeah.
Let that inner child have some moments of fun, playfulness. Mm. Like, do you remember how fun it was to just run around as a kid?
To just roll on the floor. To do everything with no large goal in mind.
Just for the sake of doing it because you've got the time, you've got the space, you've got the energy. Just do it. Just have fun, figure it out, and then regroup in 6 months. See what you like in 6 months. Regroup again in 6 months.
Yeah.
See what you... And then your vision starts to get clearer. Mm-hmm. The cloudiness starts to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing all the right work with the therapy and all of that. Yeah. That's all great. But you have to also just create those moments of sparks of joy and those... just do stuff.
Mm. Yeah, that's... I like that we could be so practical with this.
Yeah, I think sometimes as well, I don't like talking just for the sake of talking. Mm. I love an action plan.
Yeah.
I love an action plan.
We're action girls.
Yeah. I love an action plan. Like, let's make that.
Because it allows you to really solidify
when you've
hit a mark, when you've hit a checkpoint.
Yes.
I passed my theory test.
Yes.
Boom.
Done.
I passed that driving test. Boom.
Done.
Like.
Yeah.
And also, as someone who learned to drive later in life, as in comparison to her friends, there were so many limitations that were lifted from me about being disciplined at seeking that freedom.
Mm.
Right now, and this is why I think unintentionally we've told you to start with driving. Maybe you can't get to that pottery class because you can't drive. We don't know where you live.
Yeah.
So we want to start with the goal that's going to give you the widest net.
Give you the most independence.
With this driving one, we're going to get disciplined. We're going to be able to reach certain hobbies. We're going to be able to free our mind. We're going to feel independent. Yeah. We're going to start there.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? I think sometimes you hear, oh, I'm this age, I don't drive, it's probably not possible. You need to scrap that out of your mind immediately. Because you might have heard us say, like, do driving, and then you're like, don't scuff at it.
Yeah, don't.
You have to be able to envision yourself behind the wheel of
a car. Also, the fact that you even listed it in this
meeting,
it's on your subconscious anyway.
It's on your heart. You want it.
You would not have written it down.
You want it.
You wouldn't have picked up on it if you didn't write it down.
You want it, and society, people, your environment has told you.
You don't see yourself in the driving ads.
Has passed
you. Don't
you
see yourself.
Exactly. They've overlooked you.
Right.
Put yourself back into the storyline.
You're talking to two girls who get overlooked all the time, and yet here we are in your big ass face.
Listen.
You get.
Listen. Loud as fuck. You got this.
Absolutely.
You got this.
And the pride.
And also, you're in your Werther's original era. Not giving a fuck about what no one says about you or thinks about you.
When my grey hair...
Listen.
You think these girls hate me, Neil?
Listen.
You think they hate me?
Salt and pepper hair with the roller set?
Oh my.
Don't chat to me. Don't chat to me.
I need to send you this video. There is a woman...
The one TikTok.
She was on TikTok and she unshot the hair.
She was like, I sprayed
this perfume because I know
that is the best
free era. Free me from the tyranny of my 30s.
Listen.
I'm trying to get out of here.
Listen, the freedom once you go past 40, 45, 50.
Honestly.
Oh my God. You are in the era I long to be in.
I watch these women of all races, but especially black, and they're like in their 50s and 60s, and they've become fashion influencers.
Yeah. They have hit the sweet spot.
Your confidence just leaps off the phone because there's nothing you can tell me.
And there's nothing you can't do.
Do.
There's nothing you can't do. You have all the time in the world. You don't have to worry about your children.
Honestly.
They are self-sufficient. You have done a great job.
You've done wonders. Your purpose, that, and I like the way you said portion of your life, that first portion, your purpose was breaking those intergenerational curses. The purpose doesn't always, again, it doesn't have to be the grandest thing in the schemes of the world.
No.
You don't have to be a billionaire.
No.
What you have done spiritually cannot be quantified.
Bearing in mind, you've done it for you and your children and your children's children. You have broken a generational curse
forever.
forever.
So your family lineage will never be the same. Never. Maybe it's time to rest up.
Rest? You've done a lot.
It's time to rest up and do for self.
Because you have done a lot.
And like we said, this shit pays dividends.
Dividends.
Girl, it's time to collect.
Collect.
You've got some outstanding funds with collect. High interest.
Collect.
Go and collect. Mm. Go and Mm-mm-mm. Seek the joy. Do the thing. It's never...
Mm-mm-mm. You're in the best you time
tell,
of your life.
You can tell we are two old spirits. We can't wait.
Literally, Candice, I can't wait.
It's gonna be a.
I can't. No one can chat to me.
You think I chat shit now?
You wait.
You think I?
You wait until you hear
deleted episodes
until
now.
You hear my little words original. Wait until. You
when
just
I've
wait.
Got the purple ring.
Listen.
When I've got the purple.
Listen. Okay, now.
Anyway, okay. You be good now.
You'll be great. I want to hear back. Okay.
What's said in the closet?
Stays in the closet.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.